Praised be Jesus and Mary. What is the kingdom of God like? It's like a mustard seed planted in the garden. When it is fully grown, it becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwell in its branches. It's also like yeast that a woman takes, mixes with 3 measures of flour, so that the whole dough might be leavened. By these parables, one of the things that we are taught is the kingdom of God is meant to include all peoples, all families of nations, as we prayed in the opening prayer of the Mass. Everyone is, according to God's will and decree, everyone is called to become a member of the kingdom of God. And how does that happen? Well, Christ himself gave the keys of this kingdom to somebody very specific. Christ himself gave the keys of this kingdom to St. Peter, the first pope. And for this reason, we become members fully and truly of the kingdom when we become members of the church founded by Christ. When we have the same faith that St. Peter had, when we have the same sacraments that St. Peter was entrusted with to sanctify, and when we have the same shepherds, St. Peter, the head of the apostles, the bishops, in union with the Pope. Therefore, the will of God is this, that all men might become members of the kingdom, might become members of his church, of his family, that shares the same faith, all of the faith that was revealed by Christ, everything that he came to teach us. He wants us all to have the same sacraments that he instituted to share in his divine life and to follow the shepherds that he appointed to govern in his name, that no one might go astray, that no one might be bereft, deprived of that which he came to entrust to the apostles to be transmitted till the end of time. Today, this day, many people around the world in different ways are commemorating what euphemistically is called the beginning of the Reformation, begun by Martin Luther in 1517. Euphemistically called a Reformation because it was really no such thing. Nothing was reformed, but tragically, much of the faith was lost and rejected in the process. Most of the sacraments of the 7, maybe 1 survived, for some denominations 2. And certainly the shepherds were abandoned, and Martin Luther's little flock has since then, for these past 500 years, been wandering without a shepherd and splintering into countless other denominations. Is this the will of God? Well, we certainly know that it is not. Division is never from God. Division comes from the father of division, diabolos, the one who divides, in Greek, the devil. And if you study history, you'll see that at the root of all division is sin. And the father of all sin is the devil. And we see this in Martin Luther, poor guy. One thing that he was faithful to in his preaching, and kind of describes basically his whole life, sin hard and believe even harder. And of this, he gave a very good example to his flock. Sin hard, believe even harder. This great reformer, so-called reformer. So today we commemorate this event as a real tragedy, and we pray that the prayer that our Lord prayed, that as soon as possible there might again be one flock and one shepherd, that all peoples might receive, return to that faith that Christ came to teach us, all of it, not just parts of it. That all peoples might have access to God, to his divine life, through the 7 sacraments that he instituted, and that all peoples might be guided by the shepherds he appointed to teach, govern, and sanctify in his name. This is what it means to pray for unity, and this is what we have to pray for and work for, reaching out to our separated Protestant brothers and sisters, giving a good example of what it means to be a Catholic, giving a good example of primarily what it means to be a member of the family of God, of the charity that should unite us. And for this we pray to Our Lady, who is the Mother of the Church and Mother also of our separated brethren. She wants to lead them back to the fullness of the flock. To her we entrust them, that though 500 years have elapsed, another 500 years might not go by before we see unity come about, before we see all peoples come into the kingdom, into its fullness in the Catholic Church. Praised be Jesus and Mary.